Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
I know in the past you were favorable on some of President Trump's economic policies. Yes. In light of the most recent loss. If you could reflect, are there things you think he could have done better with the economy that could have been more favorable for African-Americans in a general United States public?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question, my man. I say this, 2019, when we went into the COVID in 2020, one of the reasons why we were able to, believe it or not, be the leading economy in the world through COVID and even coming out of COVID was because we had the strongest economy going into COVID. So I actually celebrate the success that we had going into COVID in 2019, when I think it's a really good chance to reflect on 3 years of President Trump's leadership economically. There's no doubt that one must conclude, at least from my perspective, one, we can always disagree. He created 7 million new jobs in that time, that era. And 2/3 of those jobs went to women and minorities. It wasn't just African-Americans who saw the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the country. Hispanics did as well. Women did not. They saw a 70-year low, but not the lowest. Wages at the bottom grew faster than wages at the top. That is an unusual reality driven by the ability to open up a more inclusive economy that I helped design, frankly. And I take a lot of personal pride in being the leading Republican on the banking committee now, and having been on the finance committee and given the authority to write the personal side of the tax code for the Senate side. And so the success that I like to celebrate, the success that I'm intimately familiar with. The HBCU funding that came through President Trump, the canceling of HBCU debt came through President Trump, the permanent funding for the first time, not done by a former president, but done by President Trump during that time. Certainly, I brought many of those issues to him, including opportunity zones. But those things were successes that we saw. And frankly, if you look back at the statistics and the polls from the African-American community, not about President Trump, but about the state of play economically at that time, you'll see very consistently that our community was celebrating a lot of the resourcing that we saw coming in. And we've seen the exact opposite since 2021, when we saw inflation raging so high that the average family is today still paying $1,000 more per month for the same basic necessities that they were experiencing up until 2020, into 2020. And so I think when you see the comparison, it's kind of hard to argue around the success of those years that we had. You can talk about a lot of other issues, but economically and frankly, the first time we saw criminal justice reform pass was a coalition of like-minded thinkers, to include President Trump's team, that allowed us to finish the First Step Act to try to break what is one of the most challenging and persistent problems in the criminal justice system, which is recidivism. Recidivism on the federal level is over 70% in 5 years, which means that the communities with a returning citizen formerly incarcerated is going to will be in greater jeopardy if we don't understand the three primary challenges of those who are incarcerated: mental health issues, employment issues, and education issues. By addressing those three things in the First Step Act, you see the ability to break the back of recidivism, which means fewer crimes committed when the returning person goes home, and healthier, more progressive community at large. And so those were some of the successes that we could not get done until we had someone willing to go the extra mile on those issues. So I think from a policy standpoint, whether it's criminal justice reform, whether it's economically, whether it's education, three of the major landmarks that suggest success within a community, i.e. community we call America, not just the African-American community, we saw tremendous strides in the right direction.
As a quick follow-up, you don't think that the retaliatory tariffs were a mistake that ended up hurting farmers and businesses at scale? I'm not trying to back into the corner, but I think if we're going to be fair on the positives, we do have to highlight there was a misstep there, and that put a lot of pricing issues on businesses at large here in the States over the last 3 or 4 years.
Well, Ian, I see your point. I can't dispute the fact that tariffs have an impact, and sometimes even you can consider them a negative impact on the community writ large without any question. I would say that the tariffs that were put in place, specifically the 301 tariffs that were put in place on China, I would say one of the things that it resulted in was China having to buy another, I think the number is, I'll check it when we get off the air and I'll send it to you if I'm wrong, it's about $250 billion of additional agricultural supplies from America, whether it's the vegetables, the fruit. So one of the things that we saw was that China's, they lie, cheat, steal, to include our intellectual property, and then they flood our market with really inexpensive things that don't always work that well. It's very similar to their Belt and Road projects that they sent throughout the poorest parts of the world, to include South America and Africa. And now those projects that they funded are now having so many failures and flaws that those governments that they sunk into so much debt are now coming out against those very projects that they were thankful for at the beginning. So I don't really have a problem with the 301 tariffs that were put in place. And frankly, President Biden actually kept the tariffs in place as well. And so I think they've had a small impact on the average consumer in America. But we have seen, however, that has had an impact on the consumers in America is the inflationary effect that's happened after the 2020 election, and the $1.9 trillion of first spending bill that came out of Congress under President Biden. I think it was Larry Summers, who was an economist who worked for President Obama, who said at the time, passing a $2 trillion COVID relief package, with only 1% going towards COVID vaccines and less than 10% towards COVID health care. That meant $1.7 trillion of spending. And Larry Summers, a great economist on the left, said this is going to be disastrous for America's economy. And then two other economists from the Obama era came out and said this is a bad decision that will lead to the worst inflation that we've seen in a generation. Now, of course, all the economists on the right agreed with the sentiments as well. And what we've seen since then has been a loss of spending power of around $28,000 for the average family, which only cripples the kind of households that I grew up in, because 60% increase in the price of gas is not a problem for my mother at the time. That would be an absolute all-out crisis for her. And so when you compare the tariff conversation to the inflation conversation, they're not even close in impact on the poorest Americans.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.